Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. Let's get to card number 12, shall we? Ironically, post-divorce, I dated a man who admitted to being abusive to his ex-wife. He promised he'd never be that way with me. I broke up with him before I could put that to the test. Oh my God, this guy. You know, this guy deserves his own damn book, but I ain't got no time for that. So, seriously. So this is The Foreigner. So I ended the book with The Foreigner. I think the quote from the beginning of the book was with him, and it was, I think I prefer falling in love to swiping right or something like that. It's a line he said to me. And I did ask him before I use it for the book. Which, by the way, he read, let's not get into it. He read it without my consent. I'm sure I probably talked about this in the podcast about him. I have no idea. But I keep, this is a pen name. I keep it a secret, generally. Not a secret. It's a secret. And he said to me that he thought I was sending him a secret message, by text. I wasn't sending any secret messages. There was nothing to read into it. And so he spent some time Googling and looking up. It's not hard. And he then read 51st Dates, and then he had a lot of opinions on it and a lot of feelings. And I was like, you shouldn't have read it. I told you not to do this. And you went down this rabbit hole. Anyway, I got digressed by that. So he would tell these stories about his ex who, you know, let's just say that ex was like the triangulation Olympics. He was always talking about her. Either she was that crazy ex-wife bitch, or in the alternative, she was like a saint and he couldn't live without her. Oh my God. And he lied about divorcing her and all this other stuff. Anyway, I was in that far too long. I'm still mad at myself about it. But he described one day, so they used to talk on the phone all the time. I don't know why. He was enmeshed with a lot of people, his mother one and his ex-wife another. And he talked to them both for hours every day. I don't know how this man had this much time. He would drive around Southern California. He had 100,000 miles in a 2-year-old car doing all sorts of who knows what, honestly. And because if I drove yesterday, I spent 3 hours in the car this weekend, and I drove 60 miles. And that's just because I went to visit a friend who lives far out in the valley. And he would describe these interactions with his ex-wife and how she always made him so angry, which now sounds like the card where my ex was talking about how I made him so angry. And he would describe, he was like, and then I would talk to her and then I would scream in her face for half an hour, both either in person or on the phone. Why she stood for the screaming in her face, I don't know. Nobody's ever screamed in my face, so I don't do that. And he would describe it, and then he would smile and go, but I would never do that to you. And I'm like, if this woman is either the crazy bitch on Tuesday or God's gift on Wednesday, why are you yelling at God's gift and the mother of your children and screaming at her around them or even when they're not around? It doesn't matter. The behavior is so inappropriate. But he would describe how he did this. And he described other things were just really pretty awful. And in his mind, he said this, I'm not spinning tales, that he believed she deserved it for her behavior. Never really quite sure what she did wrong, in his eyes. Well, I know what she did. She didn't pay him enough attention, which is why he cheated when his kids were 2 and she was pregnant or something like that. Or in the alternative, she was trying to control him because she was trying to regulate his drinking, smoking, and like sugar intake, like Coke and stuff like that, as well as his fast food intake. Probably because she wanted him to live, to be a father to her kids, I would guess. And I'm going to be honest, like, I don't try to regulate anybody's behavior. If you're going to engage in that kind of thing, then we're not compatible. And my ex, fortunately or unfortunately, is like kind of a chameleon. So with me, it was all organic, you know, shakes and whatever, because that's who I am. And now I know with his new fiance, it's all like fast food. With the woman before, he was like eating chicken nuggets. I can't even imagine. Anyway, sorry. I'm not anti-chicken nuggets. I just, no, not for me. So I really, it was just so awful to hear, to sit next to somebody who's dating you and claims to be in love with you and claims to be, in his words, I'm a nice guy, I'm compassionate, I'm empathetic. You know, of course, he claimed to be an empath and he had so many feelings and like he soaks up the feelings of the world and the life is so hard for him, yada, yada, yada. But it was really awful to hear him talk about like how he treated his ex and how she was crazy and had mental health issues and, you know, which A was the problem, but B was the reason he couldn't like not spend all his time trying to rehabilitate her because he was like acting as her therapist. He said this, not me. But also what was really awful is that he told this story one day. I remember he was sitting here in my house and he tells this story about how his kids, I don't even remember what his kids did. It doesn't matter. And he looks at me and he goes, and whenever they did that, I would beat their little butts. And he was like smiling and laughing when he said this. Like exacting cruelty on children was something that caused him to smile and laugh. And I was really horrified in that one. I didn't actually say anything about his ex-wife because what was there to say? She's an adult, theoretically. And, you know, I know she's enmeshed in an abusive relationship and all that. But in theory, she could get out. And she did. She left him. I mean, she got out. But the kids, I remember looking at him and I was like, oh my God, I don't believe in corporal punishment. And for sure, you wouldn't do that today. And he did the thing that these people do. It's like a chameleon face. He like his face went from like laughing and glee and joy in his eyes to concern and, you know, repulsion, where he's like, oh no, you know, I know better now. And of course I wouldn't do that. But I will never forget the glee that he sort of exhibited when talking about how horrible he behaved to women and children, a vulnerable population. It was pretty awful. And I think I broke up with him the week after. I sent him along his way, told him I needed some time to think. And then I was out because this was just cruelty to children is on the list of things that are past the line I've drawn in the sand. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.